We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. In the studio with me today for our community spotlight, it is Marcia O'Brien. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning again, Angie.
Okay, so you said some crazy stuff earlier that I have to understand. So what are we talking about today?
I was on my way into town this morning, and it was right after you got on the air. I'm sure some of these people might have still been sleeping at that time, but you actually said it's May 23rd, and there isn't a lot to celebrate today, because all we have is, like, you know, those crazy days, tacos get a day, and burritos get a day.
Today,
and
there's hardly anything.
Right, like labs get a day. I mean, it's insane, but today, Lucky Pennies get a day, and Turtles of some sort get a day.
National Turtle Day. It's even trademarked. Right. It's crazy.
And okay. Laffy Taffy, which I hear is not good for your fillings.
That's no, what it takes out my teeth, and it's just very dangerous for my mouth.
So the way that my head works is it often thinks in object lessons, and it just occurred to me in that moment that it's interesting that those are the three things that we celebrate today, because each of them has an application in what we do, mind, body, and soul. So that first one that you mentioned was that it's Lucky Penny Day, and I thought, how interesting that oftentimes people, and I say this with air quotes, make their own luck, that oftentimes the energy that we put into the universe, that we live in a way that honors God, and because of that, our lives are then honored, right? So What happens is the converse is also true. We know that if we put good out, that if we live in a way that honors God and loves God, the way that someone does when they find a four-leaf clover or a penny, they're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have good luck, you know? We know that our promise as believers is that when we are living a life that honors God, that our lives will be honored. But the converse, when we talk about the truth of our minds, is also true. That if we, the things that we think, we become. So when we're talking about a lucky penny mentality, if we came at our life in a lucky penny mentality, we would speak of ourselves differently. If we came at our lives in a way that we were seeking to honor God and honor the creation that he made us with our words, as if we were a lucky penny kind of life, then we would believe that and we would speak that and we would propagate that truth in our own life with our actions and with our deeds, instead of being so condescending and feeding that Eeyore mentality that can someone pin my tail on me. When you live like that, it snowballs and things happen. So
yeah, amen. When you live a blessed life, you know you're blessed and you live it.
Correct. So I thought today our mind could be having a lucky penny kind of day, choosing to say things and speak things and live the things that we know God has spoken into our hearts and minds, and really exercising that kind of faith. Just like if, how many of us have been on a diet, right? And we're not supposed to eat something and it's all that we can think about because we're thinking about not eating
yes,
it.
Yes.
So what if we start using that compulsion to think about the good things that God says about us and promises us, and really think, this is going to be my lucky penny kind of day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a lucky penny day.
I actually love this conversation. You know, I think it is easier for us to believe when we pick up a penny that's heads up, or we find a four-leaf clover, that we're going to have good luck. It's easy for us to believe that. And it's superstition.
It's ludicrous.
All right. This is a great conversation. And we're going to continue more with Marcia O'Brien with Life Reps. We are doing our community spotlight. We're continuing the conversation this morning with Marcia O'Brien from Life Reps. Good morning again.
Good morning.
This morning I was mentioning that we have three things that we're celebrating. I said if you wanted to start a crazy holiday, today would be the day to do it because there's really nothing else going on. However, there is Red Nose Day. I have my red nose here and it has a face. I'm not real crazy about the
face. I would really like for you to be wearing that, please.
I have a picture of me in this.
Can you just wear it right now for me?
While I'm on the air?
Yes, that's awesome.
Anything for you, Marcia. Anything for you. Okay, so I mentioned that there's three things we're celebrating today.
Correct.
The first one we just talked about, which was?
Lucky Penny Day.
A Lucky Penny Day. How we believe in luck sometimes more than we believe that God loves us and has the best for us. Okay, that's our mind.
Uh-huh.
All right. I also mentioned today was National Turtle Day.
Right.
I don't know how you turn this one into an object lesson, but I'm waiting to hear it.
Well, I think that sometimes people have a misconception. Unfortunately, there are a lot of popular shows and diet fads and this and that that make promises that our body's going to change in a really quick way. So what happens is people come into these situations when they realize they want to make a change in their body and they think that it's going to happen in a hurry.
I want it now.
Right. So what happens then is when they don't see the results that they feel they're entitled to in the time period that they've set for themselves is they decide, and I was one of these. I was one of these people, Angie, who would say, it's just who I am. It's just genetic. Yeah. I just am this, you know, this is what I'm going to be. Or we say, oh, my lifestyle isn't conducive to that. It's, you know, I can't cook a dinner. I have to go through a drive-through or whatever.
Yeah.
We make,
yeah.
Instead of stepping back and saying, you know what? I didn't get this way overnight. However we are in whatever facet of life, whether it's mind, body, or soul, we don't get that way overnight. And we don't get out of that way overnight.
Mm.
Switches don't flip and change things in our world ever. So what happens is we don't honor the turtle exit as much as we honored the turtle entrance. So, right? So we get into these situations in our body very slow and over time. And a lot of times we don't even realize that it's happening. But one day we come to a place where we say something has got to change. And maybe it's a moment at the doctor. For me, it was a moment at a theme park. For some people, it's when they need a seatbelt extender on an airplane. There are lots of reasons that people come to a point and say, I just need to change. For some people, it's I realized I couldn't play with my grandkids, or I couldn't open a jar for myself. I didn't have the strength that it took to move this light thing that I used to be able to move. But for whatever reason, we lose those things over time. We lose the honor of our body over time. And then we think that because I've said in my head, I'm going to lose X amount of weight or be X strong by this date, it's going to happen. False.
Well, it's just a miracle. It's a miracle. I know. I'm guilty of all of this. Keep going.
So the National Turtle Day. So what if we set our minds on this day to say, you know what? My body got here slowly. If I'm out of shape, if I feel weak, if I feel like I need to shed some weight, my body got here slowly and it's going to get out of here slowly, but I am worth it. I am worth. The other day I was driving home from the car dealer and there was this woman parked in the middle of the road with her flashers on. And I'm like, what is she doing? Right. I'm just like cruising along. And I realized she has stopped to let this turtle cross the road.
Oh my goodness.
It is taking its time. I mean, it's a cool looking turtle, but, and I probably would have stopped too, but she has got this line of traffic behind her.
Oh my goodness.
What if we honored that turtle in our body and said, you know what? It's worth not making a wreck of my turtle. I'm going to take this slow and easy, and I'm going to get out of this in a way that honors my body the same way I got into it. And that's slowly.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. You actually did it. You used the National Turtle Day to make me think about this. It's fantastic. I love it. Marcia O'Brien is my guest this morning with LifeReps.com. Goodness gracious, you are so gifted. All right, we're going to have more with Marcia O'Brien because there were three things. Today I said it was taffy day, which is really bad for my teeth. And when we come back, we're going to talk I can't wait to hear what Marcia's going to say about taffy day and how it's mind, body, and soul. Stay with us right here at Shine FM. Good morning. I'm Angie here at Shine FM, and Marcia O'Brien is my guest this morning. We get together once a month. It's just not enough, Marcia.
That's what I hear.
I need you to speak into my day every single day, and I'm going to push you until we make that happen.
Okay.
We're going to figure out a way to make that happen for everybody, not just me. But listen, you got some ways of thinking about things that really help me, I know. So it's got to be helping somebody out there that's listening. This morning, I mentioned the three things that we're celebrating today. Lucky Penny Day, National Turtle Day, and Taffy Day. And wouldn't you know, you have turned this into an object lesson, and my mind is kind of blown. I can't wait to hear what you're saying about Taffy Day. Okay, mind, body, soul. We've covered mind. We've covered body. What is it with taffy in our soul?
Oh, Angie, one of the things that you said that taffy does to you is it makes you lose your feelings.
Yeah.
Taffy, I like taffy too, but I don't like the fact that it gets stuck all over my teeth and it gets stuck in every, you know.
And you just can't suck on it.
That's
an object lesson in patience.
Correct. There's just taffy is straight up sticky. Good taffy. I mean, sometimes you get that nasty taffy that almost breaks off.
I get the good stuff.
Taffy. Give me the good stuff. So. As I was driving in and you said it was National Taffy Day, it occurs to me that I think sometimes we forget the power of God in our lives to stick with us, that we feel like we have the power to make God repulsed enough that he would ever shy away from us. So the deal is that when Jesus tore the veil so that we could get into that holy place, so that we could be in the presence of God, he took away all of that shame and all of those things that we think are somehow going to make us an exception to God's incredible love. And the thing with taffy is when you are eating taffy, it doesn't just stick to your top teeth. It sticks to your top teeth and your bottom teeth. Like it's not just a selective sticker. So the thing is, when we decide we're going to enter that holy place, when we decide we're going to be in a position where we've allowed the Spirit to indwell us and we've allowed our lives to succumb to the great things that God has for us, that sticky spirit isn't something that we can just get away from. Mm. It's not something that we can turn on and turn off and decide. I mean, even if we try to pull away from us, the thing is, because of the three in one, right? And we're given that spirit for him to come and dwell inside us. And if you think about the way that it would feel to pull out a part of you, I mean, we people talk about this with their kids or with their friends, how torn up they would be if that piece were missing from them. And once you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, if for a second you think you're going to be able to pull him out and not feel that lost feeling, or if you think for a second you're going to be able to extract yourself from him and make yourself exempt from the sticky love that he has for you, you are sorely mistaken. Like, there's no getting away. You can't go high enough or low enough or far enough. You can't be offensive enough to offend the love of God. You cannot do it. You are stuck with it because that's who he is. And he is everywhere all of the time. You are stuck with the love of God. And I'm grateful that I'm stuck with that.
He's a taffy god.
He's a taffy god.
I am totally using this again. In case people are wondering, yeah, I usually don't have a whole lot of comment after Marcia gets done talking. I'm still trying to process everything that she says. I cannot believe it. You have done it. You have taken. I mean, this might be the new game, maybe, for our podcast, is that I give you three random things, and you just pretty much take those object lessons and... That would be a fun game.
It would be a fun game for me. Like, I would be on that.
That's totally cool. All right. Well, Marcia's going to be around for a few more minutes. If you guys have any questions, I mean, about turtles or taffy or Lucky Penny Day, the number here is 937-593-8890. We'd love to hear from you. So hanging out in the studio with me is Marcia O'Brien. We did our community spotlight section, and I just keep her around because she makes me feel good and bad all at the same time. I shouldn't say it that way. You always bring out the truth in where we're all at. I think we all struggle with some sort of our body issues. Mm-hmm. And it starts with the mind, it goes to the body, but it also involves God and involves our soul and how we look at God.
Right.
And how we think God looks at us. I'm sure God is not sitting there going, Ange, you need to lose a few pounds.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he knows I'm saying it already. But he loves me just the way I am. You know, it was funny because my girlfriend and I were having a conversation the other day. And she says, you know, I know that there's people who say you just need to embrace yourself and be comfortable with who you are. And I said, yeah, I could totally get into that, except I don't necessarily want to be the way I am. What would you say to somebody like that?
I think that the only way we can embrace ourselves is when we are, I can't be happy with myself if I don't feel like I'm honoring God with my body, you know? And so it varies from person to person. What does that look like on me? I know that God has gifted me with things, and regards to training and group fitness and those things. And if I don't maintain a certain body type, then it's difficult for me to honor that gifting. If the way our body is doesn't allow us to honor God with our calling, if you're supposed to preach, but you don't have the energy to get up in front of people, or if you're supposed to be a servant and you don't have the strength to do that walking and to go that extra mile and do those things, if you can't honor God with your body, then I don't feel like we ever will be comfortable embracing it. But that's something that's between God and the individual. When are you embraceable is when you know that you're honoring God and have peace at that.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a great closing thought. And it sounds like another topic we can talk about for another day. I'm excited to have you in every month to talk about these things. So thank you so much for coming in again today and giving us all this. LifeReps.com is where you can find out more information about Marsha. People can get a hold of you right through the website, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you answer questions. You're great at answering questions. Well, there's our community spotlight for the day with Marsha O'Brien from LifeReps.
Community supported. Shine FM.